Yeah, time on 19 minutes past 11. I'll just repeat that. Well, devastating news for a lot of people that came through an hour or so ago. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has confirmed Sydney ciders will remain locked out despite Queensland reopening its borders to the rest of New South Wales. Now, the point made in the discussion with the Mayor earlier on was the population of Sydney, Greater Sydney, is 5 million plus. I think the total population of the state is, I don't know, 7 to 8 million or whatever. So the votes, majority of the population of New South Wales are still precluded, still shut out, if you like, from entering Queensland, which is very, very disappointing for a whole lot of people who are fundamentally out of work and a whole lot of businesses that are hanging on by a thread. Now, I won't go through all the local government areas again, but, you know, it's right across the board. It's inner city. It's way out to the west, beyond Penrith, etc., down south beyond the Sutherland Shire, which is the home of the Prime Minister, up to Hornsby in the north, etc. The one concession made, it reads in such a bizarre fashion. It says, New South Wales residents in the expanded border bubble will be permitted to travel into Queensland through the Sydney airport. But they will need to travel through Sydney to Mascot Airport without stopping. It's getting more bizarre by the day. I've got Mark Olson on the line. He's the Chief Executive Tourism Tropical North Queensland. Morning, Mark.
Morning, John.
Devastating news for a lot of North Queenslanders.
Oh, absolutely, John. We know that New South Wales just loves coming to Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef. They spend $300 million a year. Today's announcement basically cuts that number in half. We were hoping to see a booming summer. We'd already launched our summer campaign activity last weekend, and thousands of bookings already coming through for the next 90 days. This pushes back that travel by at least another 28 days, and it's putting 1,500 jobs at risk in our region. So it is devastating news. We understand the Premier remains consistent. The Chief Health Officer has remained consistent. They're sticking to 28 days without community transmission, and there is a case that is unclear in the southwest, but it is devastating news for the industry, and we just hope that New South Wales traces and gets this case known so that the time can start. And we hope that because we are doing such a great job, the Chief Health Officer might consider adopting a similar approach to New South Wales and reducing that time from 28 to 14 days so that the recovery in our region can start. As you say, 70% of visitors from New South Wales that come to Cairns are from Greater Sydney, from within those 32 local government areas. So at best, we could get a third, but as you say, the practicality of travelling through Mascot without stopping in Greater Sydney is just one more complication, and we believe the majority of New South Wales, regional New South Wales, will either head to Byron, head to the Goldie, or somewhere that they can drive to. So it is devastating news for the industry today. We understand it, we know why, it doesn't make it any easier.
No, but not only that, you wonder just how we're going to get through this. Now, yesterday, New South Wales recorded that the four new cases, one unlinked and the remaining three linked to that case. Now, of course, within 28 days this happens, we're back to square one. Now, we'll go through another possibly 26, 27 days, there'll be another case or whatever, we're back to square one. We're going to have an industry of thousands of people and hundreds of businesses withering on the vine if we continue with this requirement.
It does seem like an almost impossible ask. It's a strange game of chess that we're playing. We don't quite know all of the rules, and we don't know how you win at this stage. One in five jobs in our community is dependent on the visitor economy. We know that it trickles all the way through the region's economy, and all we want to do is start our recovery in earnest. We know that we launched our summer campaign, Summer in the Tropics, on Sunday, and the response was overwhelming. It was a great response from New South Wales consumers buying their future holidays, most of them, at about 90 days, the average of about 90 days from booking time to travel time. They were looking forward to getting up here, and a lot of people will be disappointed today that they won't be travelling to Cairns in the next 28 days. And all we can hope is that we get it all under control, we track, we trace, we don't have any more community transmission. I know our community don't want to see COVID arrive here, but we have done such an amazing job. We haven't seen community transmission in other states who have opened their borders to New South Wales. We trust that our Queensland Health can do as good a job as the Territory and South Australia and now Tasmania have done and will continue to do.
I hope this doesn't sound like a silly question, but I'm really sincerely hoping that the dire situation up here, you know, this absolute blank wall that we're experiencing, this is thousands of people who, some of them believe they'll never be able to work again. Businesses saying, oh, this is the last straw, possibly emptying the shops out today and closing up for good. I mean, is the dire situation being accurately represented to our Premier and to our Chief Health Officer down in Brisbane? Mark, are you confident that they're understanding what we're enduring up here?
I do think they're understanding it. It is a difficult job to manage, obviously, an entire state, very different communities and different requirements. We certainly believe that the Commonwealth has a good understanding, and their regional tourism recovery program supporting our region shows that they understand we're one of the most impacted regions across Australia, possibly the most affected when we look at communities like the Douglas Shire. And my thoughts are with Port Douglas at the moment. New South Wales is a huge part of their recovery, and this will really dampen the confidence of the community up there. I think someone said to me today, we might be running out of Queenslanders. I don't think we're running out of Queenslanders, but we have to redouble our efforts in Queensland. We'll work in regional New South Wales. We'll try and get communities like Wollongong and Newcastle to be able to fly here or drive here. But the job is that much harder, John, with today's announcement and the uncertainty of when you can actually achieve 28 days without it. Regional New South Wales has done an amazing job. It's great news for them and great news for us that regional New South Wales can travel to Queensland. But we are a long way from regional New South Wales here in the north.
All right. Really appreciate this, Mark. I'm sure everyone appreciates the quality of leadership you're providing at the moment. We've just got to hang in there and fight on.
We just have to hang in there. Thank you for your support, John. And we will hang in there. We will fight on. Mm. And when every opportunity becomes available, we'll make the most of it.
Good on you, Mark. Thank you. He's doing a good job at a time of great challenges and obviously for people in the industry a great deal of stress. He's the Chief Executive Tourism Tropical North Queensland. 26